Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to the McCann area of Humboldt County on Tuesday after receiving a report of an illegal marijuana trespass grow on private timberland. When deputies reached the scene, they found the grow site being guarded by a dog. There were four tents at the site, and deputies made contact with two men, 24-year-old Ishmael Villegas of Los Angeles and 23-year-old Alexis Juarez of Mexico. Deputies found more than 400 growing marijuana plants at the site, and both men were arrested for possession and possession for sale. The dog was turned over to the sheriff's animal shelter. There were no injuries reported at a house fire in Fortuna on Wednesday afternoon. Five Fortuna volunteer engines and a CAL FIRE crew responded to the scene at 1912 Main Street and found smoke and fire coming from the back porch area of the house. The residents were notified by a neighbor about the fire and were able to exit safely. It took about 40 minutes to get the fire under control, and the cause is under investigation. A Eureka man helps police. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Eureka police are lauding a local man for helping them make an arrest. They say he deserves a commendation. A Eureka police officer reports that he was trying to arrest 23-year-old Jason Gower in front of a business on F Street Monday morning. Police say Gower was under the influence of drugs and also had two outstanding felony warrants. When the officer tried to arrest him, Gower resisted. That's when Jonathan Henning answered the officer's call for help and asked what he could do. Henning helped to hold down the man until police help arrived. Police say it's uncommon to encounter such help on the job, and Henning helped even though he was at personal risk. Police say that once Gower was arrested, Henning quietly drove away. Dave Silverbrand for KINS News.
Employees with the Six Rivers National Forest will conduct live fire training exercises in McKinleyville today and tomorrow. 20 to 25 trainees a day from all four ranger districts will be on site to conduct the training exercises at the Humboldt Nursery on Cottage Grove Avenue. So if you see smoke in the area, it could be from those training exercises. The Clark Historical Museum opens a new display today, a display that celebrates 150 years of organized fire service in the city of Eureka. Eureka got its first fire company in 1864, its first professional firefighter in 1946, and it combined with Humboldt Fire Protection District in 2011 to form Humboldt Bay Fire. That history will be on display at the museum at today's grand opening. The Delnard County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 47-year-old Britton Franklin Mode, who was wanted in connection with the shooting of another man during an altercation in Fort Dick on June 3rd. The sheriff's office reports that the victim was hit with a stun gun twice and then shot in the leg by Mode, who then fled the scene. Mode is currently on parole and is considered armed and dangerous. He's 6'2", 200 pounds, with light brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bone was in studio on election night providing his commentary and analysis on the races that were underway, and he had a good reason to pay close attention. Two of his co-workers were on the ballot. Bone was on Talk Shop on Wednesday and discussed his reaction to the election results that saw incumbents Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg easily win re-election without having to go to a November runoff. Bone said that hard work and results were noticed by voters.
You don't work with much better people than Ryan Sundberg. I call him the grown-up in the crowd. He's just a good man, and he's a great family man. I think that has a lot to do with it. And I think when you take a look at what he's done the last 4 years, they made the right choice up there. And he's got a lot of tribal influence up there, and he has connections with those people, and he's dealt with the tribe folks up there on a regular basis. So I think that's good.
Bone pointed out that Virginia Bass, as an incumbent, was in a good position for re-election and relied upon a strong base of support to win her primary.
It's a big job to overcome an incumbent, but it's a big job overcoming an incumbent that has been doing the job. So as far as Virginia goes, I mean, you know, I've never hidden the fact Virginia works hard for the county. She's worked hard for the city. She does the job.
Continuity among board members was also a winner, according to Boehm. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.